It's 717 at KLIF. The last weeks leading up to the general election are heating up. Polls showing Clinton does hold a lead over Trump after his lewd comments on women were released, but he's picked up a couple of points over the past couple of days. Scott Ott is a political commentator joining me now to weigh in. Morning, Scott. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's the obituary has been written many times and so far has not come to pass. I think that Donald Trump is an entity, he's a phenomenon. He's a phenomenon outside of the normal realm of political understanding. So it's hard to even listen to political pundits as they talk about this stuff, because I don't think most people understand what he's doing. I'm not sure he understands what he's doing sometimes, but he doesn't see this thing as a typical political campaign. He sees it as Trump's normal brand building. And the way he's built his brand is by generating controversy intentionally, is by doing things that rock the boat and upset people and draw eyeballs. And right now the political pundits are arguing that he can't succeed at this simply because after the revelation of the sexual assault conversation that he had in 2005 with Billy Bush, and after last week's, you know, as they call it, fat shaming of Elisa Machado, however you pronounce that, he is, you know, he's deeply hurt by this. He decides, hey, I'm going to double down and go after my base harder than ever and forget about the independents and the lukewarm Republicans. I'm not going after them at all. As a consequence, the pundit class thinks he's going to collapse because he doesn't have enough votes. Trump thinks he's going to win.
Yeah, but his base is his base. They're already in his camp. They're not going to move. Why wouldn't he try to expand the vote, which is, you know, now less than 4 weeks away?
Well, his strategy, such as it is at this point, is to make sure that everyone in his base shows up to vote on November 8th and that he depresses the vote for Hillary Clinton. And so by trying to drag her down into the mud with him, by dragging out Bill Clinton's victims, as he did at the last debate, and seating them there in the front row, he is trying to tarnish her so badly that some of her supporters will say, you know what, this, I don't want to be involved in this whole septic tank of horrors, so I'm going to stay home. And if Trump's base turns out and Hillary Clinton's starts to get cold feet, then he may have a shot.
The other thing I was kind of really found interesting is that the Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party are really becoming concerned now that that their voters might just take a ride and say, well, this is a shoo-in. I don't need to go vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah. And I think that's something that Trump is banking. I mean, if you look at it from Trump's point of view, what other choice do you have? You can't defend the indefensible. You don't have enough time to, you know, really mount a national contrition tour, even if he felt contrite, which he doesn't. So the only reasonable strategy is essentially to run into the burning building and to blame Hillary Clinton for everything that's gone wrong, including the release of the lewd tapes. Now, for the Clinton's campaign's part, they're doing the same thing on the other side. I mean, we had a whole, at about the same time that the lewd Trump tape was released, we had another document dump from WikiLeaks, including all of her campaign coordinator John Podesta's emails for the last 10 years. And so now I've heard some in conservative media touting those and saying, oh, what a disaster that is. It shows that Hillary Clinton's campaign was coordinating with the Justice Department on matters of legal matters that she shouldn't have been talking to them at all. But really, if you start, you know, going through those documents, you realize there's not a whole lot there, or at least nothing that's going to grab headlines the way Trump's stuff has. So John Podesta says, he comes out and says, I think that the Russian government is in some way coordinating with these hackers and with the Trump campaign, because Roger Stone, Donald Trump's hatchet man, told him back in August that WikiLeaks had something coming for him. And so Podesta is basically implying that Vladimir Putin is trying to win the election for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. But all that WikiLeaks stuff and even the Benghazi thing and Hillary's email, all that stuff seems to be pretty wonky for most Americans. And they just, you know, they kind of tune into what they see, what they hear, the faces that they're presented with, the quotes that they're given. As a matter of fact, an interesting point from this Rasmussen poll I was talking about just a couple of minutes ago. I'm quoting from the report now. Most voters believe the media, not the candidates, are setting the agenda this election season. Voters continue to strongly believe that the media is more interested in controversy than in issues when it comes to the presidential race. And this is a generalization about all the people that they polled, both liberals and conservatives.
I believe that's true. I think people do understand that the media is playing a central role in fostering this circus atmosphere, in fostering this cage match kind of, you know, back and forth between these two candidates. I also think that even when you recognize a phenomenon, you and I are voters, and we say, yeah, we see that the media is doing that. Nevertheless, we are influenced by it. It works. And so I think we can say, yeah, we see the media doing this, but I think we're completely fished in by it because it's hard to look away. You know, it's kind of like, you know, watching a crash in NASCAR. You're like, oh, that's horrible. I hate that something terrible happened to that guy. Wow, could you show that replay again?
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right, Scott, thank you so much. Always good talking with you. I appreciate your time. It's always early in the morning. Would you clarify that one? Straighten me out here one more time on the Bill Whittle TV website and what that's about.
Yeah, BillWhittle.com is a place where we do political commentary in video form, and we've been doing this. Bill's been doing it for years, but he brought on Steve Green and myself back in April, and we do a show that's called Right Angle with Steve and Bill and I four or five times a week, including some shows for members only. And then I do a satirical newscast called News Actually. In addition to that, Bill does a lot of fantastic commentary. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Bill Whittle yet, that's W-H-I-T-T-L-E. He does what I think is the best conservative messaging on the internet. And, you know, it would behoove your listeners to check out BillWhittle.com and see if they don't agree.
All right, Scott, thanks again. There's conservative political commentator Scott Ott.